Wunderbar. Okay, let's pretend that everything is perfectly fine in the world.
That we're aeroplanes in the night sky. Shooting stars? What is the song?
B.O.B., slow your roll. This is an audio podcast that has all comedy elements. What do we even say? This is a comedy podcast.
That contains themes of sexual violence. What is it?
Why don't you just start it and I will do this my part.
Okay. This is a comedy podcast.
That contains themes of violence, abuse, sexual assault, and other awfully, like seriously bad stuff.
Listener discretion is advised.
You're welcome.
Ooh.
Sue Ann W.
Christian Groblar. OG.
We're back again. It's another week. Put the volume up a little bit. It's a brand new day.
It is. Oh no, that's because you had a bad day.
You're thinking of it's a brand new day.
Hey.
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 Hi, Christian.
Hi, listeners.
Hi.
When was the last time we greeted them?
Right? How are you? Let's chat. How are you doing?
Send us an email at darkstar17@gmail.com.
Please. Chat with me. Please.
I was thinking.
Mm.
Why don't we do a home invasion episode this week?
Why? Because we went to watch a really horrifying, terrifying movie.
No, this is all completely spontaneous. Hit us with the intro now.
I just gave Christian a fart.
It's so fucking loud.
And we're back.
We are back. We are back. In black. We're not dressed in black.
No, we're not.
We're dressed in the most casual clothes.
Yes, we're so comfortable.
And spandex.
And Christian, what? Spandex is not comfortable.
I've never worn spandex.
Don't.
Why would I?
I'm wearing my genie pants.
I'm a superhero.
His hat says we.
We.
O-U-I. We.
We.
Yes, he took that to China.
I did. It was very confusing. But we are back and we have so many exciting things to talk about.
Yes.
This is our first ever home invasion special. Not the last.
No.
But the first of many.
Christian has been wanting to do this.
I have this weird obsession with home invasions.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know why, but I love them. They're fascinating. They're terrifying.
Mm-hmm.
And usually they have a lot of detail.
Yes.
Which, like, love that.
Yep.
So speaking of home invasions, would you rather?
Okay.
We're just jumping straight into it.
Let's do it.
Okay. So, I was thinking, with home invasion, location, location, location. It matters. It's everything.
Mm.
So, I was thinking, would you rather be stuck in a home invasion on a farm or in the suburbs?
Suburbs.
Explain your reasoning. Because
farm is really far out. Okay. Difficult. Like, if you can scream, no one's going to hear you. It's a lot more. It's a lot more running. Like, if you have to run away. Mm. You know what I mean? Where in suburbs, you just run to your neighbor's house quickly.
They all have, like, palisades. You're not going to get into your neighbor's house.
Yeah, but you can just, hey, John! John!
Okay, I do that anyway. So, can I give you a counter argument?
Sure.
So with suburban houses, they tend to be a lot smaller, which makes getting trapped a lot easier.
Mm-hmm.
Also, they tend to have burglar bars a lot more aggressively, which makes escape a lot harder.
Mm.
So I think there are some counter arguments. Like, I definitely agree. Isolation.
Scary.
But if you get trapped in a room, you're screwed.
Yeah. But whereas either way,
on a farm, I feel like the farms I've seen, at least, they tend to have like very looping layouts.
Mm.
So like usually if you're in a room, you'll have access to at least one or two other rooms.
Yes.
Which, I mean, I don't want to be in a home invasion at all. I don't know. From what I've read, though, farm home invasions are not fun.
No.
Not fun.
It also depends on the type of home invasion.
Definitely. Like, what is the...
The reason?
The reason?
Yeah. Like, the motive.
The motive.
Like, do they just want to have you hostage?
Is it a for revenge? Ransom?
Is it revenge? Are they just stealing your shit? Do they want to murder you?
Is it vindictive?
Yeah. No, it's difficult.
But, yes. I don't know. Like, I think... Also, like, police response would be quicker in, like, the suburbs.
Definitely. Whereas in the farm, if it's a faraway farm, release might take a while.
This episode is brought to you by Trellidor Slam Lock. Yeah, I don't know. I think it's a difficult one, you know?
Definitely.
I think chances of survival is higher in the suburbs.
But then again, depends on the type of home invasion. Depends
on the type of home invasion.
Yeah, because the thing is, as well, even if it's just a "we're stealing your stuff" thing, once they're gone, you need to call the cops.
Yeah, yeah. No, definitely.
And so you can have an alarm at your farmhouse, but I don't know, it's a little difficult. But I'll definitely say suburban area.
Yeah, I'm like, I was like farm, because I can maybe like hide and stuff, but you've kind of swayed me.
Thank you.
Kind of swayed me on this one. I mean, obviously my favorite option would be neither.
You know. If you have a choice in that.
So in about, I think 2006. No.
A little later, 2006, maybe.
2006, 2007, around there. Yeah. Liv Tyler. Right?
I think it's her.
She and this other guy, God knows who. They start in a little horror film called The Strangers.
Yes.
Did you watch The Strangers?
Yes.
So, Suan, I know your relationship with horror movies is a little bit, you know, iffy. It's like my relationship with my mental illness.
With your what?
My mental illness. It's like with my relationship with myself. I hate it. No, so.
But you still go through it anyway.
You know, you didn't have much of a choice. You were like forced into it.
Yeah.
Why did you watch it? Question number one.
It was a sleepover. Oh, so we were three girls and we watched it.
Forced you to watch this movie.
Yes. So we were in the dark, watched it. Was not fun at all. I remember some vivid scenes from that movie.
Vivid scenes. Can you elaborate on the vivid scenes, please?
There was one. I don't know if she was calling or trying to call, but she was standing in the kitchen / dining room.
She was just pouring water.
Or something.
That's worse.
And then you just see this, like, it looks like toilet paper floating behind her. And then one of my friends were like, "Is that?" And I was like, "No, it's definitely, I see it. And it's like, move. Oh, yes. That's the creepiest thing."
It's very subtle because you don't see it immediately.
And I remember the pulling away of the curtains and
The pulling away of the curtains, because it just happened. So
yes.
So that movie came out. It got like mixed reviews on Rotten Tomatoes, if I recall correctly. Like, 30% or something.
I don't know.
And it basically followed this couple, Liv Tyler and the guy. And they come home from a wedding, I think. He tried to propose, did not work out well. Then, so they're chilling, he's mad, he goes to buy cigarettes, I think.
Okay.
So she's chilling, she's all sad and stuff, she gets dressed in like flannel. I don't know why I remember so many details.
Yeah.
She gets a drink. No, actually there's someone knocking on the door. And they go and they try to turn on the porch light and they can't. And someone's like, "Camera home," I think was the line. And then what ensues is just like terrifying, like
death.
I think
and murder.
I don't think it's like the best movie I've ever seen, but it's, if you've ever stayed home alone, the movie really gets to you.
Yes, and the thing as well, what I remember at the end of that movie that frightened me even more, because now they kill the people, drive off in the truck.
You've skipped the scariest part already.
Oh.
When they're like, "Why are you doing this?" Liv Tyler's like crying bloody. Yeah. They're like, "Because you were home." And I'm like, "Oh, great."
Right.
Fantastic.
Yep. And then at the end, as the truck's driving away, just as the screen fades to black, in the corner, based on true events. That scared the living shit out of me.
So in the meantime, I've taken the time to inform Suan that
it's not that bad.
It's not that bad.
I thought it was like actual killers.
Yeah,
did that.
From what I recall, is the director said he was house sitting or home alone at night, and someone was knocking on the door. That alone inspired two movies.
Yes,
crazy. So, the masks are terrifying.
Yes, definitely. But
we're not talking about the first movie. Because the sequel just got released. And this movie has like a very, very long production bullshit cycle thing.
Okay.
It was written like God, like 2011?
Really?
Like long ago.
Yeah, that is long
ago. I remember when the initial story was like, it's going to take place in a trailer park. And I was like, oh my God, that sounds so cool.
Mm.
Didn't hear anything from it. And then magically the film just got made.
Yeah. So it's exciting. Film starts immediately. It tells you.
Hold on.
We're going, Christian.
Oh, you're going at the rate this movie went. Like,
yes.
So we went to go watch this movie.
Yes.
No one told us it's a movie for deaf people, unfortunately.
But it was a lot. It was a better experience getting into the movie.
We were surprised that there was no audio. No, there was audio. It was audio.
And there was an audience this time.
We did have a bit of an audience. We couldn't like speak too loud.
Yeah, in front of us. I couldn't make too much, but I did when I had to. I was just like the fuck you girls, because it was just, I think there was a guy behind us,
there was like a couple behind us, and then like a group of like colored girls that are having girls night. And then there were some people like straggled around. I was surprised people actually came to watch us, because Avengers just came out. I'm like, couldn't care less. I mean,
and it was so funny because as we walked to the movie theater, people were like waiting outside, and we were like, sorry, excuse me, we just want to go to the movie that no one's watching.
Literally, there's a queue for the cinema of the strange,
Avengers.
Queue for the Avengers, and we're like, sorry, we're not cutting in. Sorry.
We want to go watch an actual film. Sorry.
So we went to go watch The Strangers Pray at Night. Okay. Now you can go.
Thank you. Immediately it starts with based on true events.
So Anne,
I'm freaking out already.
I can hear her hyperventilating.
I'm just like,
she's not coping.
Mm-mm.
From the opening frame.
Yes.
Which is great.
And we start with
looking
out a dirty old window.
So we're like, the soundtrack is gone.
Yes. And we're like, okay.
So we see a street, and then around the corner.
By the way, spoiler alert for it, all
we're
of it.
We're gonna ruin this movie if
just
you haven't
like
watched
we did
it.
A Quiet Place.
Yes,
go watch it anyway.
It's doing so well in America. I'm so proud. Oh, go, John. John
Krasinski. Go watch it again. I watched it twice, guys.
Anyway.
Yes.
So around the corner.
Yes, in a truck.
So
you're
this
singing.
Sets
it's
up a
fine.
Lot of things that are going to happen in this movie. There's going to be a lot of 80s songs.
Yes.
We're going to zoom in a lot on things.
Remember this truck.
And the lighting looks great.
Yes.
And the truck is terrifying. So the truck pulls in. We cut to inside the inside a house.
Yeah.
It looked
I
like
thought
a house.
It was a house first.
I'm thinking, I think this was the aunt and uncle's house, and then they put the bodies in the trailer.
Yeah, no, this was
because, spoiler alert, the aunt and uncle get murdered to fucking death. So, we cut to inside the house.
Aunt wakes up.
Why does the aunt wake up?
Because there's a knock at the door, Christian. Yeah, so uncle's sleeping, so she wakes up.
Dead. He's just like...
He's not dead yet.
he's just sleeping. Dead.
Yeah.
So...
She goes, and she's like, hello? Huh? Hello?
Hello?
And she opens the door.
We cut to the uncle, right?
No.
We don't have a scare there.
No, she opens the door, there's no one there.
Ah.
And she's like, okay. And then she sees the truck.
Mm.
And the song's still playing. She's like, okay. Closes the door. First scare, you see the silhouette of a long-haired figure.
So Anne immediately...
Yes. I'm like, I see it, Christian. I see it.
She's like, I knew at this point I've made a grave mistake.
But also not.
Yeah, I'm like, this is going to be a fun mistake.
Yes.
So we hard cut to the bedroom.
Yeah.
And we see a puppy, a dog. And it's sleeping, and then someone grazes the dog, and you're like,
and the dog's just like, I don't know why it's not moving, but yeah.
Yeah. So, dogs are shit.
Mm.
So
I'm glad they didn't kill the dog.
Yeah.
That's fine.
So, someone we presume maybe the aunt?
Maybe. I don't know.
Walks around the bed, and we're like, oh, they're going to cuddle. And then
they climb
someone
onto
cuddles
the bed. Yeah.
The uncle.
Mm.
Not the aunt.
Nope, it's a doll
face.
Like a face.
Pin-up doll.
Yes.
Not fun. Hard cut.
Yes.
To the present.
Present time.
So we are introduced to a family.
Yes.
Christina Hendricks from Mad Men.
Yes.
That guy from Grey's Anatomy.
Yes, that I'm so mad about because he annoys
actors
me.
I've never seen before.
I know the girl. Bailey Madison, I think, is her name.
Oh. How do you know her?
She was like when she was young.
Did you guys go to school together?
No. She was when she was younger. She was in the one Adam Sandler movie, Just Go With It, with Jennifer Aniston. I don't know. She's
That's
really...
a deep cut.
She was like a child actor. Oh. And she's then she was still now in The Fosters, and that's a TV okay. show. But yeah, so I've seen her.
Okay.
And she was in Once Upon a Time.
What was her name again?
In the movie.
Yeah. Kenzie.
Kenzie,
like,
yeah.
Like, I thought it was Mackenzie, but they'd never said the Mc.
I also was like, Kensington? What? Yeah, it's Kenzie or something like that. Okay.
We're going to call her Kenzie.
Yes.
Kenzie, the brother, Christina Hendricks, Grey's Anatomy guy.
Yes.
So that's our cast.
Yes.
We have four people, double the people. I mean, kind of double the people from the previous movie.
Yes.
So they... So go.
Packing.
So Kenzie is fucking the world's most hardcore. We know this because she's got a Ramones t-shirt on. Yeah,
and she is a teenager through and through.
That you can feel the angst just yes. radiating off the screen.
And she's holding her teddy bear crying. Oh my
god, she's not okay.
Mm.
So we first of all get like a cool shot with one of those like split focus lenses mm. where everything is in focus. And yes. I'm like, oh my god, this movie's gonna look good.
Yes.
So her mom's like, come on, kiddo. We get the normal, like, you're mm. a bit of a bat, like a black sheep, but mm. we're gonna make
we don't know what where they're going. I thought they were mm. moving because the dad's just like, you have a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
And then walks down anyway, and then they like throw a comment, we need to go fetch your brother or yeah. whatever. They get in the car.
No, you're skipping a part.
What am so I skipping? So
Christina Hendricks and Grey's Anatomy guy, they're
yes.
married.
Yes.
But they interact like they're the Sprouse twins in
why?
In The Suite Life. Because they don't kiss or anything.
No.
They go
High five.
They were 2 seconds away from they were 2 seconds away from that. They literally yes. had a secret handshake. And at this point, everyone in the movie has a secret handshake.
Yes.
Because we go to the brother and he has a secret handshake with his friends. And I get it. I get why Kenzie is so anxious, because no one has a secret handshake yes. with Kenzie. She just wants a secret handshake.
Exactly. Anyway, so we're driving. I just remembered. So we're driving in the car. And the brother and sister are fighting. What did he call it?
A queef. So Sue Ann like
turned... No, can I please tell you? So in the movie, so he's like, queef, and the mom's like, stop it.
The dad's like, what does that even mean? Everyone just like looks awkwardly at each other.
Yeah, and he's like, what does that mean? And then cut to next thing. I literally look at Christian. What does it mean?
What do I say to him?
It's Christian's... Christian's literally just like, like, he doesn't want to tell me because it's going to ruin the horror movie, but he's like, it's when you fart with your lady bits. And I laughed for like 5 minutes straight. I was like, do I need to leave the theater?
We missed like 10 minutes of exposition.
I don't know what happened after.
They went to the diner.
I was laughing so much. I was literally turning my head away. And I was like, so Anne, whenever you're scared in this movie, just think about queef.
Oh farting. My god,
I'm a lady and I don't even know how you fought with your lady. But
okay,
that was anyway. So funny.
So
anyway, so we're at a diner
and
goodness Kenzie
has an angsty moment and she's yeah. like, I'm gonna leave, and she goes
smoking a cigarette outside. Supposedly
And her mom joins her, and Christina smokes Hendricks, the her. Cool mom, she's yeah. just like smoking with her. We're zooming in the entire time. I'm like, oh my god, these zooms are so smooth.
And it's like one shot, but we're just zooming slowly. So satisfying. Love it.
And then at times, like for example, the shot, it stopped when it was like a medium.
Yeah.
And then when Kenzie left because she was angsty, which is the reason she does most of the things in this movie, like, because she's
the way
angsty.
She killed that cigarette, just dropped it and...
It's like, I'm done with this.
Dragged her foot, almost started High School Musical song.
I'm not gonna stop.
Not gonna stop till I get my shot.
So it starts on like a medium shot. Kenzie leaves, and then it zooms into like a close up of Christina Hendricks.
Yeah.
So
I'm just like, Christina. She's just like, I'm trying to be a mom.
I love how they get like really difficult. The series has like surprisingly strong female leads. Kind of.
I love it.
Anyway.
Sort of.
Anyway, so we're back in the car. We go all the way to the trailer park.
Yes. Mom is confident. She gets
she's
out
like,
of that
I've
car.
I've been here.
I'm just gonna get the keys, goes into the pitch black dark.
Terrifying.
I was like, why is she going in there alone? I was like, she doesn't know this is a horror movie yet, so it's fine.
There's not a chance. Like, you can't pay me enough to. There's something about like empty stores.
Yes.
I'm just like, no.
Yeah.
Dark empty stores, not a chance in hell.
Exactly.
So she just goes in there. There's like a letter. Luckily, it zooms in for like 15 minutes because like we're like, what the fuck? It's such a bad handwriting.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, the uncle was like, yo, see you tomorrow. It's late.
Yeah, we'll see you tomorrow. But then it continues zooming. And what do you see?
A smiley face.
The smiley emoji, basically. Without teeth.
Yeah, just like a smile.
She gets in. She's like, cool. So it's late. They said they'll see us tomorrow.
We'll see them tomorrow. Everyone just accepts everything.
They're like, I wonder why there's no one here. No one comes here after Labor Day.
Yeah, because Uncle... Yeah, and aunt.
Yeah, so they basically just exposition why there's no one there. It's like a park type thing.
It's a trailer park, but like it's nice.
Yeah, and it's like where you come lodge. On holiday.
Yeah.
Yeah, type thing.
It's very nice.
So they get there, drive in.
No one questions how terrifying this place is. No one mentions, hey, this place is a little creepy.
So dark.
It's so scary. It's like if you got like stock footage of Detroit. It's empty.
Wasn't there also like... While they were driving, one point...
There was a smiley face on the mailbox outside.
Yeah, but no, there was someone standing behind a tree. When we, like, looked at each other and we were like, I saw!
I think so.
Yeah, so...
There's a lot of things happening in the background and foreground a lot of times.
Like, they're scaring you already. The people aren't there. They're warning you this is going to happen.
This movie is definitely a lot faster paced than the previous one. It kind of gets going very quickly. Yeah.
So, anyway, We're in the trailer. And then Dad's like, can you guys get off your phones for one freaking minute?
Because it's 2018 and we need a reason for people to not have phones.
Exactly.
Because horror movies.
Yes. So Dad takes the phones because he convinces them to play cards with them.
Yeah, but only Mom and Dad want to play cards. Yeah. Like Christina Hendricks is like, I love cards. And like the son is like, if you play bridge one more time, I'm going to kill myself.
So he takes girl's phone and she has a bitch fit and leaves.
She has a BF. She leaves.
Yo, not happy that Dad's trying to bond with her.
Mom is already on vacation mode. Christina Hendricks is like, I'm chilling. I've dealt with this. By the way.
Okay, go. Oh, shit.
Kenzie is like she did something. I don't know what she did.
So they're not on vacation. They're taking Kenzie to a boarding school.
She's pretty much Emma Roberts from Wild Child.
Yes. I literally told Christian because when you find out she's going to boarding school, I was like, please tell me we're going directly to the boarding school. And he's like, it's not Wild Child. I was like, damn it.
So she leaves. Yes. Mama's on vacation mode. So she tells brother friend, go.
Just go. And
deal
he's like,
with it.
What do you want me to say? I don't know. You're her brother. Like,
he's like, we're like,
wasn't it in the manual?
So he leaves. Yanni, they just sink both their children. I mean, I get it's America.
Without their phones.
I get it's America, but like a million gun violence are gone. But they just like let their children. I mean, I get that they're teenagers. Mm. That place is creepy as shit, though.
Yes.
Not a chance.
It's like a park
hell.
Thingy.
Anyway, so he goes to get his sister. The mom's like, oh, kids.
Mm.
So he finds her. She's smoking. Sue Ann makes a comment. What do you say, Sue Ann?
She can't smoke. She doesn't look like a smoker.
As Sue Ann says that, the brother's like, that's not how you smoke, you fucking piece of shit.
You know, you should actually inhale it. Because I hate it when you can see someone has never done something.
But it was like really nice character moment.
Yes, and I was like, thank goodness. Because they probably tried to let her smoke and be like a smoker and she couldn't.
I don't know. I like the fact that she's like more of a poser than like actually rebellious.
And then the brother was like, you know.
She's just a hipster. She doesn't even listen to the Ramones.
Exactly. So she's mad again. Walks, storms off.
But we have like a two shot. Both of them leave. We just zoom and there's like someone stood there the entire time. We didn't notice.
They just walk off.
They just fucking sprint.
Yes.
They go.
Yes. And then we're in the trailer again with Mom and Dad. They're having not sexy time, but they're making out as well.
Are they making out?
Yeah, they're kissing and talking about wine or whatever.
They're talking about Mad Men. She's like, oh, that was the peak of my career.
Then there's a knock at the door. And they're like, okay, did you lock the keys out?
The keys?
So they open the door, and then you don't see a face, but you see long hair.
They don't try to turn the light on in this one. They either. Just, like, accept darkness.
Yeah. So what does this woman ask?
Is Tamara home?
And the mom's like, I think you have the wrong place.
Like, okay. She
walks
leaves.
Off.
The dad, like... After she leaves, the dad, like, leans over and he turns the light. And someone, like, very clearly twisted the light so it goes off. Creepy moment number one. It's only going to go downhill
and
from
here. And
then
mom's like, should we go find the kids, maybe? We should find the kids.
The dad's like, can we just one more game of bridge?
No, let's go find the kids.
Fine.
Yes. And then the kids are walking.
Cut to the kids.
Through like, the trailer park.
The scariest roads I will ever see in my entire life. Not one of those streets.
Like, it's so abandoned.
It's, and it's foggy, and it's creepy.
I'm so afraid right now.
Getting anxious already.
Yes. Where's your cat?
They go into a trailer, because they see the doors, like, slightly open.
Yes, they're like, that's weird.
The girl's like, are you scared? And we're like, you have no fucking idea what's about to happen to you.
Because she's like, are you scared? And the bro's like, no. And I was like, you should be.
You, like, see his pants just getting wet. So they go into the trailer and there's no one there. Messing around. They find alcohol. Because alcohol, here's my thing with alcohol. The moment you're allowed to have alcohol, it loses the excitement.
Mm.
It's really not that big a deal.
Mm.
But like for kids, it's like this holy grail. And I'm like,
and then, yeah. So she's like, three shots. And he's like, one. And she's like, two. And he's like, deal. Okay.
That was cute. That was a nice character moment.
Yeah. And then they hear something.
Like a knock sound. No, like a weird... There's definitely a sound.
Yes.
And they're like, oh my God, someone there. Does the brother get a weapon at this point?
No, the brother's just walking.
Did they do the classic harmony of, hello, is anyone there?
Yeah. Say that. Don't. Just walk away.
I think like last night or this morning, I heard like a sound in my house. And then like instinctively, I was like, hello? Any killers out there?
Did you do that?
Yes. And I was like, as I said, I was like, what the fuck is wrong? I deserve to get murdered.
Yeah. Like, there's no one else living with you, or you're not expecting. So, like, it's fine if I do it in my house. I have two other people living there. So if I'm like, mom, mother, is that you?
You're like going to go, yes, it's your mother. It's me, your mother, not the killer.
You sound a little phlegmy, mother.
Not the killer.
You sound phlegmy.
Come here, I do not have a knife.
I'm under my blankets, you can't kill me. Oh, damn it.
Anyway, so they go and they investigate.
Open the door.
Jump scare dog.
Oh, classic. I was expecting it, I knew it. Classic
horror movie moment.
And then, I'm getting so scared right now.
Very graphic. Like, they it's the aunt and uncle, but their like jaws are cut off, kind of, but not fully.
I don't remember seeing the aunt, but I remember the uncle.
They're tied together, but we're kind of seeing only the uncle because he's facing the window, so he has more light on him.
But they go to the window first, and there's like, hello, hello, hello,
hello, hello, hello, hello.
All written backwards.
Yes. And then sister turns around, and she's like tapping her brother, and then they see it. And it's just like jaw off. That poor dog was in there for so long.
So they're like, yeah, I guess we need to leave now. So they GTFO.
Mm-hmm.
They run. They bump into the parents.
Yes, and they're like, oh my goodness, this is happening. And mom and dad's like, okay.
Okay, Kenzie, sure. You attention whore.
And brother's like, no, it really happened. And then they get frightened. Yeah. So mom and Kenzie go back to their house. Dad and brother go to
the trailer. Classic horror movie mistake. Why do you split up in this sort of situation?
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, we cut to the mom and the sister.
Yes.
They go and the mom, and they're freaking out and stuff. And then they look at the table. What is on the table, Suhan?
Crushed cell phones.
All of the fire phones. I don't know where the one came from. I think it maybe have been the house phone. I don't know.
Something, yeah.
But the phones are ruined.
Yeah.
They try the landline, I think, as well.
Yeah, no, mom. Yeah, but it's broken. Mom is trying all the phones. One unlocks. She dials 911.
It doesn't, like, connect.
No, it connects, but it's like, 911, what is your emergency? Oh, hello? Hello?
Yeah.
We need some. And then?
And then the daughter sees something, and she's like, mom. And she just, like, slowly, like, backs up, like a scared poodle. We see there's someone else in the house. And this movie does a lot of, like, shapes. Yep. Just, like, silhouettes.
Yep.
And the mom turns. Have we not cut to the brother and the father yet?
No, because this girl is walking closer and you see the doll mask and that you saw first.
So Suanne is not okay.
Mm-mm.
Like, the level of not okay Suanne is experiencing is like.
Close. Even now.
So if someone bursts through that door.
I'm the whole time, Christian.
Or just like a hand like reaching through the
curtain. No, don't do that.
Anyway, so Suanne is literally not okay. The mom
don't
and the
look
daughter,
at the door.
I can't help it because there's like a black thing on the door. So they back up. The creepy doll girl like pulls out a knife. Does the horror movie thing. No, she doesn't.
She's looking for the knife, and then she holds the knife like on the table.
So Christina Hendricks is like, I'm going to find a weapon.
Yes.
Spatulas and like pasta strainers. And then the scary doll girl slams the knife
against. But she holds it first for a second and we're like, what has happened? And then bang! bangs, jump scare.
Not okay.
And they run.
They run to the bathroom. Oh my god, 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 oh my god. So they freak out. They're like, oh my god, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? Doll girl is like,
hello. And they lock the door. Yeah.
So they're freaking out.
They're like, quiet. Do we cut to the dad yet? No, we cut afterwards because I remember feeling sad that they didn't know.
So anyway. Panic. They see there's a skylight. Oh my god. There's escape. So mom immediately.
Because she starts hitting with a axe thing on the door.
I think it's not even an axe thing. I think it's just like a heavy thing because those doors are like made of like paper. So she's just like thwacking through that door.
Yes.
They freak out. They go through the skylight.
Yeah,
they
push his daughter out.
Christina Hendricks goes full
can
mom.
Can we please just like, Kenzie has no upper body strength. I was like, just pull yourself up.
You're like adrenaline.
Because she's like holding and her legs are just kicking. And I'm like, what are you doing? You're wasting so much time.
Yeah, so
Ashy's out.
She's out. She reaches for the mom. They both connect the hands. Doll girl is in the bathroom. She's in the bathroom.
Christian, you're up against the mic. And then what I love, she just walks slowly to the mom. She's not even running to make sure. She walks to the mom, holds her.
The mom's like, run, go.
She's like, go. And
Christina
then
Hendricks is like out there.
Christian and I were surprised by this.
So they kill Christina Hendricks.
Yes, she stabs the fuck out of her.
I don't think they could afford Christina Hendricks for any
for that long.
So they were like, we
have you for a week.
So she murders hard.
But it's so bad because like while she's getting murdered, she and daughter are like connection with the eyes while she's being killed.
Love that moment.
Anyway, so she's done then. And then
Kenzie
daughter
jumps off and runs.
And she's the loudest breather ever.
Mm.
Anyway, cut to dad and brother.
They're in the house. Dad like sees it. He's like, don't come in. Do they try to make a phone call? Because like I remember.
No, the dad sees the thing flickering.
Which thing?
The voicemail thing.
Yes.
And plays it. And what does it say? It's a voicemail.
It's Christina Hendricks' last bit of her contract going, hey guys, we're on our way. We'll see you soon.
And that's how the killers knew they were coming.
So we got like a perspective of time. So obviously the murder happened before tonight. Anyway, so don't we hear something then?
No, because that goes, then they hear something and they jump down.
Yes, they both crouch next to kitchen island.
Yeah, against the windows or something. They look through, the dad sees someone.
I don't remember the scene very well.
He sees the guy with the lup.
He's got like a bag. It's almost like an inside out pillowcase.
Yes.
Kind of vibe, but like with a smiley face on it.
Yeah, old cloth.
Mm.
Hard. Mm. And he's just standing there in the road.
With an axe?
I don't remember what he had. But
he's in the road.
He's just standing there. And the dad's like freaking out. So the dad's like, okay, you need to run. I'm going to distract him. Oh, he gets the gun.
They have it because there's a gun in the aunt and uncle's house.
Yes.
They go to get the gun. There's ammo and everything. They load it up.
He's like, no. He tells the son, you need to run. So I'm going to distract him. You run. 1, 2, 3. Son starts to run, stops at the door. And he's like, Dad? Daddy? And the dad walks and the guy's like in front of the trailer in the road, just staring at them.
Yes, with an axe. I'm pretty sure he's got an axe.
Then they run for the gun.
Mm.
And when dad comes out, he's like, I have a gun. And when they come out, the guy's gone.
Yes.
Then they walk back to the trailer. And what do they
find?
They
go into the trailer.
They see
been some like kind of chaos happening.
It's so sad because dad can't mourn, because son.
So the dad goes ahead. He goes into the bathroom. He finds dead Christina Hendricks, national treasure, heartbroken.
Because there's a smiley on the mirror, isn't there?
It's a lot. But also the door's fucked, the bathroom door.
Yeah.
He finds her. The son comes in. The dad like kind of tackles him out of the way. He's like, no, don't look. Don't look.
Crying.
Super depressing.
Daughter's still running from that girl.
Yeah, like she's running and every now and then we'll see that the scary girl's still following her.
The brother and dad got in the car.
Yes.
And they're driving now looking for Kenzie.
Yes. So they're looking. Mm. Kenzie is still running for her life. Is this the part with the playground yet?
Yes.
So Is it?
Because the truck comes out and sees her, and then she runs to that.
So she's running down the street, and the truck, the Kids of America truck, it starts following her, and she's like, not okay with that. So she runs.
Playing an old-timey song again. I don't know what song.
That was not one of the standout songs. There were three really good songs with me. So she runs to the playground, and it's like, imagine like a, you know, those like things that are made out of like drums?
Yeah, like a tunnel type
thing. It's like a tunnel type thing. She goes into it. It's got like a lot of like edges and stuff. She crawls into it and stuff.
And the way they shot it, it looks like she's at the end of it. So there's nothing.
It's like a T-junction almost. Yeah. It's like flat and then pointed at her.
Yes. And she's, it looks like it's the end. You can't, no one else is there because I'm like, it's behind her. It's behind. Oh, never mind.
So the truck pulls in front of her and we're like, oh God.
After driving around for 5 hours.
And then
hours.
It turns, goes around and it lights her from the side. She screams, "What are you, why are you doing this to us?" So, and at this point, the entire audience loses their shit because little face comes from the darkness going
next to her.
Next to her going, "We're just getting started."
Oh, she said, "Stop doing this." And then,
yes,
"We're just getting started." That face, all of us screamed.
But like, it's mixed very well because it's so loud and everyone skrikt. So she gets out.
Yes. So under the car, I think. I don't even remember, but she's running again.
Yes. Anyway, so dad and brother are looking for Kenzie. Kenzie. In the car. And then how do they get like
this wood or something thrown in the windshield?
Yes, they're driving. And then all of a sudden something just gets fucking thrown at them.
Yes.
Their car swerves, they slam into a house or something.
Yes.
There's like a thing that's, the dad's like stuck.
Yeah.
So here's my problem with the scene.
Okay.
Immediately I'm just like, just pull the seat back. It's like simple solution.
Like, if you need to get it
that
out.
That little bottom thing that makes your seat slide backwards and forwards.
Just a little bit.
Yeah, or just twist the thing so your seat, like, tilts back. Lots of solutions here. They don't think of any of them.
Yeah.
The dad's just like, "No, son, this is the end. I need you to go get help. You need to..."
Tells him how to use a gun and everything.
"You need
everything.
To do this for your sister. You know how to use a gun. Cock the hammer and then pull the... It's very simple.
Son leaves after they say, "I love you." And then...
Oh.
Holy shit.
God. So, we see the guy... on the one side of the house. You're not okay.
No, I'm not.
So there's a song. No, it's not a song playing.
No.
So he leaves.
He's, and we're just like, standing there, and then he walks around. And we're like, and you're like, oh shit,
he's
oh
gone.
Shit.
Then it cuts to the other side, and he comes walking around, and he like just ba-dum, very ba-dum, calmly ba-dum,
ba-dum, gets in the car, and the dad's like, "What? No, no!" And he just sits, fucking out.
He turns the radio on,
tries to find a nice station,
a nice 80s song for this 80s inspired film, puts the volume up a little bit, and then takes out like, I don't know what that is.
It looks like an ice pick to
me. It looks like an ice pick or like one of the things, like a dowel.
But he like just lifts it up and it's like the dad's pleading. And when he lifts that up, the dad's like, "Fuck you." And the guy just turns to him and then slowly just
in the neck
stabs him.
Just like in the neck, right? Like I remember it being like, I was like, "Where did he stab him?" And then like in the neck. I'm like,
yeah, because blood came out of his mouth.
Yeah. So that was awful to watch. Second body, because also I think Grey's Anatomy guy had like a contract. It was like, I can only film for 2 weeks.
Oh, and then he turned the music off, got out of the car.
Very calmly.
Yeah.
So at this point, brother and sister are losing their collective shits.
Yeah, then they have not reunited yet.
No.
When did they reunite?
After her in the building with the music box. So the girl's like, holy shit. She climbs through a window.
Yeah, I don't know why she would keep going into houses.
So she climbs into a window and there's like a little jack in the box.
That you, yeah. And you're like, what is happening?
This was awful. I hated this.
So she picked it up and I'm like, a hand's going to pop
it up,
out.
It like, and in the background, just like a mound rises.
Like a blanket or something.
And I'm not okay.
No, Christian even freaked out and...
That was really well
done.
And
everyone was like, like, because you didn't, you thought something was going to come out of the box.
Yeah. So she gets attacked and stuff. And then, so she runs, but she gets like stabbed in the leg or something.
Yes.
And then
the
her
arm.
Brother shows up and he points the gun at the girl, at the girl, and he's like, and she's
she
like, shoot him. The girl stops and he's like, drop your weapon. And she drops her knife or whatever.
Yeah.
And we're all like, yes, he's going to fuck her up good. And he is too much of a chicken shit to shoot her.
And she's like, give me the gun.
I'll shoot her. And then they just run.
Yeah. And now, and everyone's like, what the fuck?
Everyone,
why would you?
Everyone's so mad at this point.
Yeah, no.
So they run into yet another house. They get into the house, they lock everything. He puts the gun down. The entire audience goes, ugh!
Yes, everyone's like, no!
Everyone sitting in that audience went, oh my God.
Why? Why?
This is not... Because even like the way that shot was shown, they were like, oh, this is, they're going to lose the gun.
Yeah. Anyway, so they're having a nice moment because she's freaking out. She's like, it's my fault that mom died.
He's like strapping her, like covering her wounds and stuff.
With her shirt that's conveniently tied around her hip.
He tells her the story about how she wanted to, is this where he tells her about the Little League thing where she wanted to play baseball, but he wouldn't let her because she couldn't even pick up the bat?
Yes.
This will come back later. That's why I mentioned it. So anyway... Next thing we know, a car drives through the wall.
Yes. We had a massive fright.
So we're just like, what the fuck are we watching? Because
we were at that point, we were like, shit, it's going to end right now.
So a car literally drives through the wall. We're like...
Reverses.
Oh my God. They get out.
Yes. They run. They jump through a window. Then she's in too much pain. She's like, and loud breathing, and she doesn't know how to be quiet.
So Anne doesn't deal well with her, like, groaning running. Oh my God.
And I'm just like, shut up. At one point, I did appreciate it, because as she was running, she closed her mouth, and she was like...
very loud.
And I was like, thank you. Fucking anyway. Hell, Kenzie. Anyway, so brother hides sister underneath the
like,
staircase.
The foundation of, like, one place. Yeah.
And at one point...
Stay here. Only instruction, stay here.
And there was, like, a nice moment they had, and... At this point, I heard one of the colored ladies in, sitting in front of us, but in like Afrikaans. She was just like, ooh, they're watching them. I know it. I wanted to be like, yeah, but I didn't. But she just said that.
The brother's like, I'm going to get help.
Yeah.
I will save us.
Where does the brother go, Christian?
He goes to that creepy, creepy, creepy store from the beginning.
Where mom went to
He tries
the keys.
To phone. Doesn't work.
Nope.
And there's someone in there with him.
No, the phone does work.
Oh, does it work?
Yeah.
But then it cuts out.
Yes.
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 So
it cuts out.
It works, cuts out. There's definitely like 50 people in that room at that point.
Yes, all three of them. Mm. And then
he grabs a golf bat stick. Golf club. Golf club. Like, yeah.
Golf club. Short girl with the mask, with the doll mask. Is standing behind him. And we're
is it
all...
the blonde girl? The long-haired
no,
one?
No, it's the one with the brown hair. Okay. Yeah. And we're all like... behind you!
No one's coping in this movie.
No one is.
So he's...
They have a little of a tiff.
Small tiff. He runs. And he goes... He passes a sign saying, pool. And I'm like...
And all the lights go on, and what song starts
first
playing?
Of all, it's beautiful. It's like a massive, like Olympic-sized pool.
I can already see the Hawaiian fake
Lots
Hawaiian
of, like,
parties,
neon lights and stuff,
palm
and
trees.
Turn around. Every now and then, I get a little bit nervous. And so that starts playing,
and he's just standing by the pool.
He's like, "What the fuck's happening? What the fuck's happening?"
And the freakiest
behind
thing,
him,
she's booking.
No music cue or anything.
Nothing.
It's just like, turn around,
running,
going at him. And this was my favorite moment because everyone was like, "It was like such a like nice moment." Because he just turns around and beats her, thwacks her
like full swing. And when it happened, we're all like, yes,
he is coming for Tiger Woods' crown.
Yes.
So she goes down,
she's knocked out.
He takes her knife and he goes for it. He stabs her.
And that's
every now and then I fall apart. And I need you more tonight. It's going.
And
he stabs, stabs, stabs. He's like, he screams, I killed one of you, you dicks.
Guy with the lap head comes walking.
Low angle axe shot. We're like, we are watching a slasher film now.
And then,
so he swings. He swings. Meanwhile, Bonnie Tyler is still going.
Yes.
Every now and then I follow. She's just going. And he's swinging the axe.
And this guy's working it. Brother is missing. And swinging.
Next
and
thing, both are in the pool.
Yes.
First brother, next thing, axe man.
Yes.
Pool.
And then you're under the water. You
and then
hear nothing when you
so
come up.
Turn up. And now. Fall up.
Yes. And it's just nerve-wracking because how are they holding their breath so long?
So
anyway, brother gets the axe to drop.
He swims up. He starts running towards the stairs.
This is the worst. I almost thought the door opened. It was the black door.
So
okay.
So brother is like running, but have you ever run in a pool? You know, not
you
that
can't.
Fast.
He's like pushing
he's like doing
himself.
This, like, awkward running thing. The guy is right behind him
and
with the axe.
And we're all yelling, and we're like, no.
And we're zooming in. The music is every now and then I fall down around. like it's going.
Stabs him in the back.
Oh my god, it's still zooming
and
in.
And I need you now. Just one stab. Mm. He pulls the knife out.
He just gets out of the pool.
Yeah, leaves brother.
We zoom in on the brother. The brother is going full scream at this point, which means blood gushing out of his mouth. Yes,
but he's just floating and he's like trying to keep himself up. At this point, I'm just like, and then we see he's looking at something, but you can't.
No,
but I'm just like, he's not looking.
He's not okay. He's gonna drown.
Yeah, but he's like moving.
Then
and
and he gets pulled out, and we're like cheering, and we're like, yes.
Sister didn't listen.
Rebellious.
Woo! She said, pulls him out of there, takes him inside. She's like, I need to go get you help, brother. Yes. I need to get you help.
She is now from the south.
She's fucking done as well. She's through, and she's running.
Mm-hmm.
And running. Then blonde girl's behind her.
Mm.
I don't know how she gets, but she's behind her.
And you're like, please just stop breathing.
Mm.
And that's when she does the mouth thing.
Yes. And she runs into the road.
Cop
pulls up.
And we're like, things are looking up.
Yes. And
really.
The cop comes out and he's like, shit, are you okay? And she's like, there's people, they're killing my whole family.
They ruined Total Eclipse of the Heart for me.
Yeah. And the thing is, this cop is like tall. So she's talking. And then all of a sudden you just see knife cuts the cop's throat.
The blonde girl coming from the back.
Her walking. But I'm like, how is Kenzie not seeing this?
Tunnel vision. Yes. Because stress.
And then so the cop's down. Kenzie freaks out.
She gets in his car.
This one?
So she tries to start the car. Keys
she's like,
on...
keys. Where are the keys? And then just...
This was an homage to Scream. Because this exact scene happens in
really?
Scream. Yes. Yeah, so they're trying to start the car and the killer's just like...
She like taps on the window.
She's like, keys are...
I've got the keys.
Do you need the keys? They're right here.
Didn't she start banging or something?
Yeah, so she bangs and bangs and bangs. And she opens the door.
Yes.
Kenzie's going back. There's a shotgun and we're like, fuck.
She's trying to get this thing loose. She's trying to get
it's like
it loose.
In those like locked things.
Yeah.
And she gets it loose. And she's like, eat shit, blondie.
Bah! Shoots her while she's in the car.
You know what my favorite 80s band is? Blondie. Blonde girl goes flying.
Yeah, nah. And then she like walks Kenzie's towards like, her and she's like, I'm fucking done. I watched A Quiet Place.
She's like, why are you doing this?
Yes.
And then the blonde girl's like bloody. She removes the mask.
Removes the mask.
Blonde
can you see
like
blonde
bleeding
girl
out of her mouth? And she's like, why not? And I'm like, first movie's line was better.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And then Bailey. Kenzie's just like, ch-ch-ch.
Eat shit.
Bah!
Yeah.
Shoots her in the face.
She goes full Emily Blunt.
Yes. And that's why I'm like, she was, I saw
lots
a quiet
of shotgun deaths.
But what I loved about this is as she shot, you could see her whole body.
Yeah.
Like the shotgun almost took her up.
Good gun training.
And then she gets in the car and she's like, whew, and that was close.
But like the shot is in this way where it's like half of the screen is her in the driver's seat.
Mm.
Other half is just on empty road. And then we just see out of focus light. And we're like, oh, God,
give
her
me
2 minutes. And it just like it starts coming closer and closer and closer.
And she's still breathing.
And it like it's a kind of a funny shot because it's like a wide two shot of her in the car. And then the guy like driving up to her. And what is playing on the
But he hits her first, like the car. And then she's like, fuck. And then he reverses.
Yes.
And then he comes up next really close next to her.
And then what song is playing?
Out of nothing at all. Making love.
Out of nothing at all.
Just playing. And he just looks at her.
Out of nothing at all.
Because now that's two down. He looks at her. And
like,
she's
just, like...
slowly
turns his head to her. And then he drives off.
And then we're like, okay. And then he turns.
Drives up the hill.
She still takes her fucking time. I can't deal.
Mm-hmm.
But... he then
rams
fast and furious says,
like, who are you?
Into the side
Vin
of that
Diesel
car.
Wouldn't even.
So he goes into the
swacks
car.
Swacks the car.
And she's like, oh shit. Opens the door. He goes into the car. As he slams the car, she like jumps out of the car. And he reverses a little bit again. And I'm like, he's going to fucking go over you. And then we're like, oh.
Out of nothing at all.
Like the two cars are stuck. In like that he can't get the car apart and she like notices it and this is love it.
So
love it.
She remembers that she is a
fake smoker.
She pulls out her Zippo
and she just like because you see the like dripping willy or petrol or whatever
and she's like out of nothing at all bitch and she throws the lighter.
Yes. And
massive explosion
and it blows up and we're all like woohoo.
We're screaming,
she's
cheering at this point.
Turning around, walking. She's suffering. She needs to get help. What happens then, Christian?
This song starts playing. Hold on. Air Supply hooks us up. So this song blasts.
Yes.
And she's walking.
It was an amazing shot.
So satisfying.
Bomb. Cars fire.
Reverses. He's following her. Out of nothing at all. And he is following her onto a bridge.
And the car is still on fire. She starts running limping because her leg's still sore.
As good as she can do at this point.
Yes. And she's like, okay, bridge. I don't know. I don't know what she was thinking, but bridge.
Yeah.
So she's like limping, running, but she's can't anymore. And the truck's also going slower. Yeah. And then she falls.
And then he stops the car. Out of nothing at all. And he gets
making
out of the
car. Love. Out of nothing.
It's like crescendoing.
And she's still like crawling. She's like, I'm a fighter. It would have been funny if they're like, I'm a survivor. I'm not going to give up.
His face is full Freddy Krueger at this point.
Yes. The sucky. What the fuck?
The bag is melted.
Is not there. It's like against his face. He's like stands behind her.
Air Supply is going crazy.
Yes.
He is coming at her and he drops to his knees and we see like a piece of glass or whatever in his chest. He pulls it out.
Drops the thing. And he just falls forward and she's like,
I don't nothing at all.
And she's like, okay.
I don't know. So cool.
She stands up, walks.
Onto the road again.
And a mom and a son.
Almost gets hit by a car.
Yeah.
They stop for her.
Yeah. And she's like, oh my goodness, what happened?
And then the woman just gets back in the car and starts driving away.
And we're like, what? That's rude. And then we see this fucking guy. out of nothing at all. He's swinging that fucking axe.
And she gets onto the back
of the
buggy. The
mom starts driving. This was smart thinking on her part. She's just like, drive, drive. Jumps on the back.
Kenzie also like luckily clicks.
Yes.
She runs, gets onto the buggy. She's on the back. But the guy is also on the back. We're like, holy shit,
And then
the payoff out of nothing at all. She gets a bat, lifts it up like it's nothing, and she thwacks him.
Fucking hard. Like home run.
His skull cracks.
Yes, and he's gone and she's like, hey, that was close.
Out of nothing at all. And then sunrise shot because it's a horror movie.
Yes.
And we hard cut to them in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
She wakes up. I'm a little confused what's happening. We pull out and the brother is like on like a gurney or whatever. On like a hospital bed.
Yeah, he looks like he's in the ICU.
Like proper like full on hospital vibes.
Yeah.
And
she's getting some water.
And then like someone knocks.
Oh.
I don't know. And then the credits are
hard cut. Yeah, from her face.
So obviously I don't think it's the strangest. I think she just has like hardcore PTSD.
Yes, yes.
How did you feel about this movie? Because it was fun.
I'm really anxious right now.
So much fun. Like I loved
it. It was fun. Like now talking back, but watching it, I'm just like
very stressful.
Yes.
But like I do think it was like a really good, like in my opinion, like sequel.
Yes.
I thought like cinematography wise it was so, like it doesn't deserve to be this well shot.
Yeah.
And I thought the music was fantastic.
Mm. And I love that they like, well, not well known actors, but they got Christina.
Mm-hmm.
And even if she had a small role, like they did that you could see they really wanted this movie.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I feel like everyone was really having a fun time making this movie.
Mm. I would love, I don't know if you've read about it, but I would love also to know how they chose the songs. Why did they choose these inspired songs? Because there's not really a score. It's more just these songs in intense moments. It's playing or, you know, it's really justified.
Musical dissonance.
Yes. And I love it.
And I think this movie did a good job. And like usually these kinds of movies only like do it once or twice. But this movie had like a consistent theme of like underscoring tense moments with like very opposing music. And it was really, I think it was really well done. Like,
and what I loved as well is they didn't try and scare you the whole like, especially that scene where the brother has to run and he just stops. You don't know what he sees.
Mm.
But when they show the guy, you're scared. But it's not even, they didn't even try to scare you. They just cut to the guy standing there.
Yeah.
And I love that type of stuff.
I like the zoom ins on like the girl standing in the background I think they did a lot of like cool stuff with background and foreground.
Yeah,
it was very satisfying. I didn't expect them to kill. I was like, oh god, it's gonna turn into a franchise, but they killed off the killers,
which I liked just for my own little I'm still afraid as fuck, yeah. But I'm just like, you know what? Because Christian mentioned, what if it's like a cult thing?
Hmm.
And that could work, because then they can make another one.
More masks.
And they could talk about maybe more the cult side of it and the murderers.
You should watch the Sunny Family Cult. It's her web series. Thank you. But it's from the cult's perspective.
Okay.
But I mean, we don't get a lot of slasher movies nowadays because ghosts are kind of in at the moment.
Mm.
So seeing a movie like this where it's just slasher, so satisfying.
And it was so different from A Quiet Place. Yeah. Because from A Quiet Place, you never saw the monster killing anyone.
Mm-hmm.
You saw them after they were dead or just them grabbing them.
But even like, when was the last time you saw someone get stabbed
exactly.
in a movie? Exactly. Like, brought me back to like watching Scream and Urban Legend.
Yes.
And I Know What You Did Last Summer. It took me back to those like
Strangers.
90s like horror slasher films.
Not Strangers, When a Stranger Calls.
Yeah. And like, it's like a fun little roller coaster ride as you can take. You're gonna watch so many behind the scenes videos, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of behind the scenes videos, this is a bad segue. Sue Ann.
Christian.
So the one of the reasons we did this.
Aren't you going to ask me how many doll faces out of five?
How many surprisingly surviving dogs out of five?
Would you give this? Where the dog went.
God knows. He's still running to this day. How many surprisingly surviving dogs out of five would you give it?
I give it a good four.
A good four?
Mm.
I think it's like a solid like three.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen better films, but it's like nice to see a slasher film in cinemas at the moment.
Yes.
It's been a while.
Mm.
Fun.
Yes.
Fun.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway.
Sorry.
Suan, speaking of surprisingly surviving dogs, still a bad segue, but Suan, one of the reasons we did this is we had this great idea of segueing the strangers conversation to the Suan's conversation. And you've been in a home invasion scenario.
Yes.
Tell me everything.
What do you want to know?
So let's start in the beginning.
Okay.
What was your day like?
I woke up. I was in grade 8, 14 years
old. Oh my God, you were a fetus.
Yes. So don't be freaked out, but I know a lot. I remember a lot of detail of the day, like certain things.
I'm so excited.
Cool. So I woke up. I was 14, so I woke up quite late.
Mm-hmm.
My mom was in the bath, so I made myself some cup of coffee. It was a Saturday.
Oh, at 14?
Yeah.
Got into that caffeine addiction early.
My mom taught my brother how to make coffee when he was like 2 or 3.
Nice.
So he wouldn't wake her up. Anyway, so I went, made myself some cup of coffee, and I sat down. Remember when Vuzu was Go?
Oh, my God.
Remember Go, that walking guy. Yeah.
The teenager channel.
Yes. It's I put that on.
Where like every like CW show played.
Home and Away was on. That's an Australian soap opera.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So I was watching that.
Yeah.
And then at one point I was just like, oh, I need to see what time it is. I probably need to go bath soon. And I was like, oh, it's 10 to 10.
In the morning.
Yes.
Okay.
And I exited and I was like, cool. So I'm just going to finish this show. Then I'll go bath.
You're like, the Australians are so captivating.
Oh, love it. I love that that Australian accent.
I know. I feel like people like underestimate how good, like undervalue.
I love it.
So good.
Anyway, they sound so smart and intelligent. You know? I can't. Anyway, so I'm watching and it's 10 to 10.
Mm-hmm.
So our living room, the garage door is
connected to it?
Yes. So when you go out there, you're in the garage.
So if you park in the garage, you can enter the living room.
Yes. Cool. And it's pretty open plan. So in the living room, you can look at the kitchen and the dining room. So
any steps or is it just like flat open plan?
No, there's two small steps, like going up to the dining and kitchen. Then the garage door flies open.
Like,
yes. The gardener is running in, crawling. And I'm like, shit, the dog got out. That's it. I'm like, okay. And he's now yarking the gardener. And then the next moment, my dad walks.
Wait, he's crawling in.
He's like, he was running and then he's like crawling towards the kitchen. And I was like, shit, the dog got out. I stand up. No, then I'm just looking because I'm like.
Just taking in what's happening.
Yes. Then my dad comes running in, but it's like he tripped or fell, but he like falls
he's like
on the steps.
In.
Yeah. On the steps between the dining room and the living room.
Oh my
yes
God.
So at this point I'm like, Okay.
The dogs are really out today. Let the dogs out?
So I stand up and I remember this was weird, but I remember I saw the guy, one guy standing in the garage door, and he just looked at me.
Not so, fun.
No.
No and mask like, or anything.
But I'm still like, the fuck's happening?
Yeah.
Then my dad's like, he starts crawling now. Then I don't know how. So I was here at the couch by the garage. The garage door was behind me.
Okay.
I stood
up. So it's the couch between you and the garage door?
Yes.
Okay.
So I remember I was standing by the couch. And the next moment, I don't know how I got there, but I was like by the TV cabinet.
So,
and it's quite, it's like, TV, let's say 5 meters apart. Where's the TV
cabinet?
It's in front of the couch. So on the other side of the room.
I need a map.
So the garage door is on the one side.
Okay.
And the TV cabinet is on the opposite side of that garage door.
So the garage door faces the TV cabinet.
Yes. If you can.
And then
can
there's a couch in between the two. Okay. So you're further away from the garage door at this point. Yes.
And I was just, to this day, I don't know if I walked there or what
happened. Teleported. You are an expert.
At this point, there are two guys. The one guy went to the kitchen. The other guy came to me, put a gun against my back.
No,
like pushed me. And I was like, okay. He's like,
I just want to watch Australians have like intermarital problems.
Yeah. So he pushes me to walk. And I'm like, holy.
Does anyone say anything? Or is this like a very nonverbal confrontation?
It's really quiet.
Are there masks?
No.
What the fuck?
No. The one guy was like wearing washed out jeans with a white shirt and a satchel around him. I remember
very,
that.
Very class. Like,
yeah, like they were just taking a walk or something.
Sorry, but got this at factory.
Yeah. So I just remember the guy pushing me and then.
Gun against your back.
Yeah.
What gun was it?
Just like a normal hand.
Like a hand. Like a Glock.
Glock, yeah. A black handgun. So he pushed me with the gun and then like pushed my head down. And I was like, oh, you want me? Sure. And I was like, okay, I'll lie down.
As I'm great at doing a gerbil impression.
So in this, now at this moment, you're still shocks happening. I have no idea where my dad is or the gardener. So I'm on the ground. And as I'm lying down, I'm like, shit, my mother's still in the bath. And as I look
she's
up.
She's like in the bathroom, like, turn around. Every now and then I fall, turn around.
Oh my goodness. So I'm just in that moment, I'm like, shit. My mom doesn't know what's happening. Then as I'm thinking that, I look up and thank goodness my mother was already dressed. She was like getting her hair, busy with her hair. She's running down and she sees me and she's like, what is happening? Ooh! And she like against the wall just slides down. Like she, because I was like on the ground doing this and the guys were in the kitchen. So you couldn't see them from the hallway. So my mom's running down the hallway and she's like, what is happening? Oh.
And she just slides down.
Yeah, she like slides down on her stomach. And this was the terrifying moment.
At 10:30.
Yeah, 10 to 10.
Oh my.
On a Saturday morning.
God.
So this was also
why
like.
Why not just break into the house on a weekday when no one's home?
Right? No, let's terrify a whole family. So.
Who wants trauma counseling? Me.
So now at this point, I'm like looking at my mother just, you know, for that safety. Mama bear.
Protect me.
Mama bear. And she just looks at me and I just knew she closed her eyes and put her head down. And I was like, she means I must pray. And I was like, dear God, please save us. Save us.
Full Southern Baptist.
And I was just like, please. And then I don't know if they said it or whatever, but we stood up. And they pushed us all in the bathroom.
So you're not certain like why you stood up. You just remember like standing up and then pushed to like, the bathroom.
I just remember lying there and then all of a sudden we're being pushed into the bathroom.
Okay.
And they're like, where's the bathroom door key? And my dad's like, we don't keep door keys in this house. Like for the inside. That's weird. Why do you want to lock?
They're like, that's funny.
Yeah. So they're like,
oh no, we, you know, we had this incident with like Margaret. That's really?
Yeah.
It's funny because like the previous home invader had the exact it's
so weird. You guys really need to get some keys anyway. So
how was that TV show, by the way? Do you enjoy it?
Yeah, no. So the guy's like, where's the key? My dad's like, we don't have a key. And then I remember
I'm just
this
getting
as
so
well.
Stressed because like I hate like I'm like, why just fucking make something up, Dad? Don't say no to a scary person.
Yes, they're gonna shoot us. So now both of them are standing by the door and I remember this vividly. So the way I grew up, I didn't really know so many English people existed. in the country. I thought it was mostly Afrikaans.
That's crazy. Right?
So I, and it was, a, it is a small town and everyone understands Afrikaans. So
wait, when what this, small town is this?
Alberton. Yes, in the south.
Alberton. That's pretty big.
Yeah, but it's like Afrikaans because it's okay. In the south.
It's Afrikaans and.
Almost in Vereniging, but not really.
Okay, got it.
So we're standing there and I remember this as well. The guy's like, where's your phone? And for a 14-year-old that's not really speaking English, I said this so fluently. Like, I can't even speak fluent English right now.
Hello, yes, I am from Grapperton. The phone can be located down yonder.
So that's all. And he's like, where's your phone?
In the southwardly direction next to the foyer.
Yes, and I was just like, it's on the dining room table at the edge. And I was just like, what the fuck? But I think it was just like, I just said it. It just had to happen.
Like, in your head, you're like, that was smooth.
Because imagine I was like... He would have been like, the fuck? So I was like, it's in the living room on the table. And he was like, okay. And he like pushed me in. And now at this point, like the garden...
In your head, you're like, please don't delete my mixer.
Like, like the gardener is like trying to get behind the toilet. He's so afraid. And I was like, I don't even know when last we cleaned that. Anyway. I am on
that. That is the whitest thing I've ever heard. Like, the gardener was behind the toilet, but like, I was just really worried in this moment of my life being threatened. When was the last time we cleaned that?
No, but I'm just like behind, like, ugh. Anyway. So I'm also like, my mom pushes me there. Because now they close the door and we're like, cool. So they're going to shoot us through this door.
Great. We're all going to die.
So my mom shoots me.
Imagine. So your mom shot you. She's like, I don't want you to die by the mom's hands of strangers.
So she pushes She's me like, there. She's
like, have you seen Stephen King's The Mist?
Exactly. So they close the door. My dad, just a little side note, is a diabetic. So he has the sugar problem. Now imagine at this point, dropped.
Of course.
So he's shaking. It looks like there's an earthquake. He's what?
He's 2 seconds away from actually dying.
Exactly. So my mom's like, sit down on the bath. And he's just sitting, but he's freaking out because he's mad and enraged and scared for his family.
And also sugars, like, in the negatives.
My mom, the brave woman that she is, so she puts us there. She starts for them to shoot us, but they don't. So,
she starts activating her coping mechanism. She starts filling in SARS forms. Yes. She's like, it's calm.
She's like, okay, guys, we're going to have 5 stages.
We need to be productive, okay?
Yeah. So she's like, I don't know. It's such a tiny bathroom, but she's like walking and then she opens the curtain and she's like, maybe the neighbor will be smoking and she can just like, hello. We're all in the bathroom and it's not a family dinner.
There are killers in our house.
Yeah.
They have guns.
Right. So she's like opens the curtain and she's like, and my first, it's so weird, but I was like, Mom, if you make a noise, the dogs are going to look at you and they're going to start barking and wondering, what are you doing at the bathroom window, Mom?
And then we get to all get killed execution style. No.
And I was like, and then they're going to kill my dogs. Because the dogs are going to make noise. You know what I mean? Because to this point, they don't know there are dogs because they're in the backyard. Yeah. So I was like, because my dog, whenever you're just near a window,
just starts making
he's
noise.
Like, ah, 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 what are you doing? What are you doing outside?
Katie's literally like, what is happening?
You're fine, girl. You're fine. So my mom's like, that's smart.
Have you seen Panic Room?
Yes.
Well, what's the actress's name?
Jodie Foster.
Like, your mom is literally Jodie Fostering it up.
So my mom's like, okay, so
she's like, I am not going to turn you into a foster child. I will Jodie Foster you.
So at this time, our dad was still driving the Polo. So it's a great car to steal. So we hear the car door slam. And then we're like, cool. Now my stupid brain, I'm like, it's a fake. They faked it.
Okay, but my brain is already also like that. Like one is left.
One still here. So my mom, I don't know how she's so brave. She's like, maybe I should push this button.
What button?
And I was like, what?
What button?
The panic button.
In the bathroom?
Yes.
You have panic buttons everywhere.
Sort of. But I don't know if they work anymore ever since we got a new alarm installed.
Don't say that on the podcast. Cut that out. So you're a target.
So Oh, my mom wanted to press the button while they were still there, but I was like, what if it makes a noise? You don't know what it... We've never pressed this button. What if it all of a sudden...
There are people in the bathroom. There are victims in the bathroom. Right.
Save us. Nine. Boop Street. Nine. Boop Street.
We are down the passage, first bathroom to your left. That is where the panic button has been pressed.
Yes. Four people in the bathroom. So anyway, so when they hear them leave...
The mother is the one who pressed the button. The mother is the one who pressed the button.
Mother is in front of the door, daughter and gardener, left and right to the toilet, dad in the middle.
Really, you can just aim and fire. You'll probably hit someone.
Anyway,
panic buttons give me really bad anxiety.
I'm just like, what will happen?
I don't want to be near them. I'm so scared I will breathe and accidentally press them.
Remember before you left? I was like, does this panic button work? You were like, no. And I was like, thank goodness. Because I was so scared I turned the light on and pressed it.
The amount of times I've accidentally pressed it, because it's like next to my lights in my bedroom. So I'll like reach over and be like, bloop, bloop. Oh, that's...
And the grandsons are just like, why does the security keep...
There's like a helicopter above my house.
Anyway, so... My mom, then when we hear them leave, I'm still like...
She is about to kill Jared Leto. Like, she is ready. She's like, Forrest Whitaker, get the fuck out of my house.
And my mom's just like, okay, I feel like it's probably motherly instinct. I don't know.
She is ready to lift a call
for
you.
She fucking opens that door, presses that button, runs. And I'm still like...
Where is she running to?
To a phone? Because we had a landline. Or just to get the remotes or walk out. Anyway.
She?
Or just set the alarm off or something. Okay. I don't know. But my dad's behind her. And yeah. I'm just like there on the other side of the toilet looking at the gardener like, are you fine?
Yes, this is where our lives end.
Like, I looked at him and I was like, are you fine? And he was like, yeah. And then we waited and my mom was like, you can come out. They're not here. And then Christian,
like, mom, can you please be fucking quiet?
It was probably like 30 seconds to a minute that my mom was out of the bathroom, mom and dad as well. So they either called the cops or whatever, but the panic button worked.
What happened when you pressed the panic button?
Nothing. There's no sound.
Good
yes.
call.
Yes. So, which is smart.
Yeah.
So you'd think they know that.
The bathroom light didn't start flashing, right?
No, nothing. Okay. So it's probably a minute that my mom ran out. As I walk out the bathroom.
Oh, fuck me.
No, it's fine.
Okay.
I'm just like, the security is already there. The guy's like calling people. He's like, is everyone fine? I walk towards my mom and I'm like, and I start crying. I crash. My fucking mom is my hero. She's there in an instant with salt or sugar water. I don't know, one of the two that calms you down.
Sugar
She's
water.
Giving
so
that to
give
me.
Someone salt water.
The gardener and I are just sitting there like...
I love the imagery of the gardener just sitting while the Australian soapy plays.
Just like freaking out. So that didn't take a lot, but it was fucking scary.
Is this sponsored by Take A Lot?
No. So my dad said what happened was outside, they were busy and the gate was open because the gardener was cutting the grass. My dad was doing something and they walked up to the gardener and they were like, hey, something, something. And the gardener was like, no.
They were like, hey.
And then the next minute they pulled out the guns. Daylight on a Saturday morning when everyone's cutting their grass.
At 10.
10 to 10. And then they just came in and my dad, like, obviously ran because they pushed my dad and that's how they fell or whatever. But yeah, it was not fun having a gun to your back and everything.
On the scale of one Jared Leto ugly braided hair to five, how would you rate this experience?
A five. But I've had so many and... Every time it's
like
different.
A fucking magnet for this shit.
Yes. Like, I don't know how. But it's different. Like, all my experiences together, that one was probably the scariest.
I mean, you did have a gun to your back.
Yes. And because my family.
Yeah.
And I was like, my dad's definitely not going to make it.
I'm just like, here's sugar. Can someone get us an energy or something?
And I can tell you the scariest thing when they close that bathroom door.
Waiting.
Yeah, just like, are they gonna, did they, like, my thought is, did they contemplate, like, standing there?
Yeah.
Are we gonna shoot them? Like, no, was, let's not.
Like, what was their game plan? Like,
exactly.
Are they here to kill? Are they here to steal?
Like, so what? They were obviously, okay, let's put them in one room. If they can lock it, there's not a risk that we're going to come out and fight them.
Yeah.
But they just needed us in one room to do what they needed to do.
In reality, you're just like, don't worry, my dad's barely coping.
Yeah, we just want to save him. So if you can we help you carry out stuff, maybe?
Got like a trolley?
Yeah. So that was scary. But with my other experiences, there's different things that are scary to it. Mm. So not a fun time.
We'll slowly work, this is therapy for you. We'll slowly work our way through all of the shitty experiences.
Because my cousin that's having the baby now, they had, so our home invasion happened the day before Mother's Day, so.
Fine. Your mom Mother's Day'd it up. Did you get her, like, chocolates or something?
We kind of, the next day, my dad and I were like, it's Mother's Day. So we went and bought her flowers or whatever.
Like, remember that time we had a home invasion? I was like, that was yesterday.
Yeah, so I'm also glad my brother wasn't there because he would have probably tried to be a hero or something. Anyway,
I will be your hero,
needless to
baby.
Say, I slept next to my mother's and my parents' bed for about a week. Anyway, so the exact date was the 9th, what? Yeah, 9th of May. So it's coming up, but like, yeah. It was scary, but what I wanted to say is my cousin that's having the baby now, they were also in a home invasion like 4 months before us. So in the same year. And we live like not even a kilometer from each other.
Get out of Alberton. Get out.
But it's never, like, there's been a few things that happened, but that was, that was.
Not fun.
Not fun.
Not fun whatsoever.
Yep.
I remember when I was younger, I don't know if it was because like someone tried to break into our liquor store or if someone was in our yard, but I remember distinctly there was one I was so freaked out that I was like, I'm sleeping on the floor, guys.
Yeah. Like, I just, it's, because my parents, I never even thought about it. My mom came to me that night and she's like, do you want to sleep with us? And I was like, I don't even think about that, but yes, please.
That would be nice. Thank you.
I would love that. So I slept. I don't know. It just comforted me to be with them. Casey, no sudden movement.
That's
why are you fighting the plants? Anyway, so that's one of my guys.
One of them. We'll
work I'll tell you about them. All the muggings and stuff.
I'll try to get forms that relate to your like experiences. What a fun podcast.
Right?
So much fun. So I've got a worst of the week for you.
You do?
I do actually have a worst of the week for you.
Okay.
And it's actually, it's very appropriate to the theme of home invasions.
Great.
This took place in Argentina, in the small neighborhood of Cerro Norte.
Okay.
In the Cerro Norte neighborhood of Cordoba. That's the city that this took place in.
Okay.
So Mr. Costa, 49, and his wife were asleep. It was about 3:30 a.m. And all of a sudden, four people, I believe, broke into their home. And they just, like, rocked up. Two, I think, had guns with them. And there was, what makes the story crazy, and you're going to love this. So they broke in. They started, like, ransacking the place. They're freaking out. Everyone's like, what is happening? And then the burglars are distracted for a few minutes, right? And the next thing they know, Mr. Costa has a katana in his hand.
I'm sorry.
And he is like, you know what? I think it's time for you to leave. And he starts going nuts on them.
Really?
He starts flailing his knife. Ah, katana everywhere.
Holy shit.
Yeah, he commits to it. So hectic that the driver was bleeding so heavily they lost control of the car and hit a stationary car on their way away. They three went to the hospital. One guy tried to be okay. He was not okay.
Oh.
All four went to the hospital, got arrested. And I want to show you pictures.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Because I have pictures.
Oh.
And I'm excited.
Okay.
So, first of all, what do you think of a guy just like going, you know, no. I'm not okay with you guys breaking into my house. They stole like 300 pounds of like stuff.
Yeah.
It's about 3,000, 4,000 rands worth of stuff. And this guy's just like, how do you feel about a katana slicing your ear in half?
Uh-uh.
Yeah. It's brutal. So just give me like 1 second while this page loads up. It is very violent because obviously, I don't know if you've ever seen a katana.
Isn't it like a Japanese sword type thing?
So these were pictures of the home invaders. You can take it and swipe through them, and you can like maybe give us a run through what you're seeing. A lot of blood.
This guy doesn't have an elbow anymore. Oh, it's moving by itself. Car.
There's a lot of blood on the car.
Yes.
You really fucked them up good.
Yeah. Okay, it's loading.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, guy with blood everywhere on his arm. I don't know what they cut, but there's like a tourniquet around his above arm. Holy shit.
Wait, is it the ear one?
I just see that.
Oh, yeah.
So this guy also has blood everywhere.
On his pants.
Holy shit! Okay.
Is that the ear one?
Yes.
So explain to us what you're seeing.
His ears literally cut in half. His cheek as well.
So it's like...
Fuck.
It's like a horizontal from ear almost to nose.
Yes. Go it's to the close next one. To the nose. Fuck!
Yeah.
This guy is what my brother's back looked this like, guy by did, the way.
We're going to get to that story.
Yeah, we will. But Yenna, okay?
Is it the elbow?
It's the hand. What the fuck?
So he, if you've ever seen Evil Dead, he like pretty much between like the ring finger and the middle finger, I think.
Yes.
Just like imagine a paper cut, but with a katana.
Yes. Okay, and that goes into like half of his hand.
Like half of his hand is just split in half.
Christian, what is happening?
So, like, this guy was...
Like, this is just...
This guy was not giving a single fuck.
Was he like, I'm gonna shoot you?
I have no idea, but he was like, get out of my house.
Oh my goodness, this guy's elbow is gone.
The elbow is very hard to watch.
Fuck, I need to find the picture of my brother's back so I can tell you
Please
that story.
Do. So, can I give you some more information?
Yeah.
So, because it's Argentina and, you know... Coming from a third world country, we all know these are the best places to live. So, oh my god, are you okay?
Yes.
So, what happened was, so afterwards, now the family had to move into some relative's place for a while because revenge attacks could happen.
Oh my goodness.
So, just by protecting yourself, you are now a potential victim of a revenge attack.
Oh, wow.
How crazy is that?
Yeah. Sorry, I'm still seeing that guy's hand.
But yeah, like, props to this guy. Like, he was like, I'm not going to, no.
Like, I guess you know when the right time is.
So those four people are the worst of the week, and this guy is the best of the week.
Yes, well done, sir. Like,
yeah.
Mm.
They asked him, can we take your stuff? And he was, katana.
Lol.
Oh, my God.
Oh, please follow us everywhere.
All the places.
Not two places.
There are a lot of places.
But don't follow us to places.
Please don't.
Follow us on...
On...
Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Christian TMI.
And at Suann_. Also, if you want to follow the dark stuff... Stuff.
Just search dark stuff with Christian on Suann on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And then send us an email at darkstuff17@gmail.com. If you've ever had a home invasion or you know someone about it, love to know those stories. We'll read them on the podcast. And then Casey's moving behind the curtain, so I'm going to let you talk next.
So, Anne, you know what they say?
What is that, Christian?
Don't be a stranger. We'll see you guys next. No, we don't see you ever. We'll be in your ear holes next week.
Please come back. Oh, goodness.
That was fun.